stick out to you?
Well, the stadium that they play in is my home stadium for my high school, so I've been there a few times.
Have you stayed in touch with Phil Savage over the years since first going to his camp?
Yeah. He's basically called me and just told me things that I should do while I was in school. Keep my head up, you know, don't really get into the media stuff. Because it'll hunt you in the long run, you know, do the wrong thing. Just basically just kept me on my feet.
So you were 14 when you first went to his camp, is that about
15.
Right? 15?
Mm-hmm. 10th grade.
Has he told you how much he'd like to get you in Cleveland? Have you had any conversation?
He'd love to have him. He'll be more than welcome to grab him if I'm still there. I'd love to play for him.
Do you even ask your agent if anyone's been calling?
He'll tell me. He really would tell me.
But you wouldn't ask. You don't really care?
Just want to get a chance to get out there and play with any team as possible.
And Jamarcus, what was your, I'm sorry if you were already asked this, but what was your favorite player growing up and your favorite football team?
Oh, I have really a favorite team. I like a lot of guys. Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, Randall Cunningham, Lawrence Taylor, I like him, Deion Sanders, Barry Sanders.
Do you have any early childhood memories? Did you ever get out to see any football games, any pro football games growing up? No.
The closest NFL team up to us were the Saints, and I really didn't watch the Saints that much.
Right. Those are some pretty flashy guys you just came through. Does that say something about you?
Nah, man. I'm a laid back, I'm a cool kid.
What has this ride been like for a guy who went from not necessarily not being known, but all of a sudden was ordained as maybe the top pick and has carried that mantle throughout? What has that been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, basically, like I say, when I was in school, doing all the right things, everybody, you know, seeing them recognize what I did, and it just made me work harder. Just to get the recognition and be named with some of the top players in college football. And possibly, like you say, number one draft pick.
How is it waiting day after day as it gets closer and closer?
Right now,
are you still thinking about online?
Right now, really, really not, to be honest. It's not a lie. I haven't really thought about it, but sometimes it hit me. But sometimes, like, it really don't get to them. Right now, it haven't hit me yet. Until I guess Saturday or Friday night, then it probably hit me. But right now, it's kind of like.
I've asked all these other guys, is there a spot, a number, where they're still sitting in that green room at 5 or 6 and they're like, oh man, I'm kind of upset? How surprised would you be if you're still sitting in that green room at 2?
Won't be surprised at all. Tell you like I tell everybody else, this opportunity, chance, don't come to everybody. And for me to be here is very fortunate. And if I be there, hey, I'm there. You know, God didn't have to put me in the position that I'm in right now, so just be thankful for it.
Jamarcus, when was the last time someone said to you that you were too big to play quarterback, that you should be a defensive end or something like that?
Never heard that before, ever. Until you said it.
Jamarcus, you actually recently had an opportunity to interview with the Raiders at their facility. Is there anything that stuck out in that interview? Did you have an opportunity to meet Al Davis?
Yeah. It was great. Got a chance to talk to him for quite some time. He was told me he was a big fan. Really liked, you know, what I've done in my college career.
Did he do one of his famous pick out a game of yours and go back to a specific play and try to pick your brain on that play?
He didn't talk about the guys he coached back in the day when he was at USC. Different things he done over the NFL. And just based on his happy to have me there, and happy he got a chance to visit with him.
So, Marcus, when you were when Joseph was drafted last year, did you think there'd be an opportunity for you this year to do quite some of the same things that he managed to do in his rookie year?
Joe played a big part in that team. He really, you know, did some things that the typical rookie don't do. And Joseph, while he was at school with me, he was a mentor for me. Along with Marcus Spears and Michael Clayton. Those guys kind of showed me the ropes while I was in college. And they did some pretty good things in the NFL. And just say the hard work that they've done have paid off. And looking forward to my paying off one day, too.
But you're not a typical rookie either.
That's why I say I wait on for mine to happen to me.
Marcus, is it a case of...
And that was LSU quarterback Jamarcus Russell.